Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I don't know if I'm having camera issues, but Employee of the Month Brian got a hold of me and said, was it hot in your studio? Because your face was super red.
I told you your face was red.
Is it just as red?
I don't know
what to do.
I don't know what it is. Your face is red.
I think we
had a conversation about this off air.
Yeah.
And you were like, my face looks really red. I was like, it does look really red. And I mean, I'm like, I mean, you've been known to have a red face. Like,
yes.
We've called you, you know, Vision before on account of the fact that you look like the Marvel character that's all red. But yeah, I don't know if it's your lighting, because you got a new camera and you're in a new studio. So you've got a new, like, same lights, but like new light setup. And I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. Anyway.
Now you look washed out. Now you're like gray. You look ashen.
But now I think it's just hot. Who cares? You need you're bone white.
I'm 100% Irish and it's winter. I haven't seen the sun in months. This is just how I look. This is just me. I'm a ghost. That's why every time I would take my kids to the doctor, the pediatrician, they're like, you know about sunscreen, right? My children were translucent. So I come by this honestly. This isn't like makeup or lighting. This is just boom, me.
Yeah. But I'm also dark complected too. I mean, in all reality. So I think I'm white underneath, like my ass and stuff, because it never sees the sun.
Well,
but yeah. Might have to do some of that.
On behalf of everyone streaming, we'll take your word for it. To not feel like you need to be like, see, this is me compared to the rest of me.
Yeah. Well, those are for the people that watch, you know. If you're not watching,
if you're listening, you don't sound red.
I don't sound red.
No. I wouldn't be able to tell what color you were.
All right. The number's in 402-915-0962, also bpscrasher@gmail.com. And if you want to sponsor, that's how you get a hold of us as well. We're going to get to some Olympic update stuff. I saw that Breezy chick, by the way, the downhill Breezy, I think Johnson or something like that. What a great name is that. She got engaged. You see that?
Oh, really?
She just got engaged. I just saw it. Oh my God.
It's in the air.
Day before Valentine's Day in Italy, right on the slopes. This guy, I'm not familiar with him at all, but he had a nice long speech. Everybody was all, you know, teary eyed and stuff. And
that's funny,
you know, but there's a lot of moments going on in the Olympics, and we'll get to that. Also, we have some fun little stuff because Valentine's Day is on Saturday. But first of all, let's get motivated. What you have left is a tuna sandwich, a sandwich that got warm in the car. Okay, so here we go.
Want to stop caring what people think about you? Next time you feel intimidated by somebody, tell them that they have a booger in their nose and watch their entire identity collapse. Yeah, it's like, no, sorry, here, it's really big.
I don't know who that guy is, but I love that guy. That guy.
That's really funny.
Yeah. He's a funny dude. He just tells people to stop scrolling and get moving, you know?
Yeah.
Try that. I mean, that will stop any conversation. All you have to do is
dead in its tracks for sure. You're like, oh, really? Yeah. And then you have to think, how long
has it been there?
How many people have I had conversations with? Well, this has just been, you're doing the mental math. You're rewinding the day. You're like, God, this could have been since
it could have been all day. Yeah.
Right.
So
this guy finally has the courage to tell you, or he's just trying to make you feel bad about yourself.
I think a good way of doing it, so it doesn't seem like you're being, mean, just hand them a tissue. Mm-hmm. You know, just give them a tissue and then point at your nose. Just go or you can say there's a bat in a cave. I don't like that one, but
you don't?
No, I don't. I don't know why I don't like it. I'm just not a fan of there's a bat in the cave. Do you really? What other ways of saying there's a booger in your nose are there?
I know, but that one's cute.
Yeah.
That one seems just like fun. Like got a bat
in the cave. All right, so there you go. All right, so geez, the Olympics is going on and there are some interesting things happening outside of that wedding. There's a Norwegian biathlete. He made headlines because he pretty much admitted publicly that he had an unfaithful
idiot.
He was unfaithful. Yeah.
So he met this girl, the love of his life, 6 months ago. And then 3 months later, he cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously they broke up. And he decided after winning the bronze medal to make it about getting her back, which, first of all, if you're the guy that won the gold, you're like, thanks a lot. Nobody's talking about this now. They're all talking about you and your destructive relationship.
Yeah.
Secondly, this girl is probably somewhere just like, what? So then she's blown up.
Yes.
And like a Norwegian newspaper interviewed her. And she's like, please don't use my name. And also like, too late. Sorry. And this is not appropriate.
No, it's not. I can't even believe this. Talking about, he was saying now this is not hasn't been a fun week. And he's at the Olympics. How can this not be a fun week? You just won a bronze medal. Still not a fun week for you. And then you throw that sappiness out there.
Well, and then
my God,
Team Norway must have pulled him aside and were like, not cool. Like, you're representing an entire country, not just yourself. Like, you're here as part of Norwegian contingent.
I can't believe that.
So then all of a sudden he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
No, no, he never said that. Here's a press conference right here. This is the press conference right here.
You talk in the mix, Joan, about meeting your love of your life and cheating on her. But how do you feel about it right now? Do you think it was the right choice or?
Yeah. really, I don't know if it's the right choice or not, but it was the choice I made. We make different choices during our life, and that's how you make life, basically. So today I made the choice to tell the world what I did, so maybe there's a chance that she will show, see what she really means to me, and maybe not. But I don't want to think I didn't try everything to get her back. So, again, Johan, I don't want to steal the show today.
it's too late. It's too late. Here's her response. She says it's hard to forgive even after a declaration of love in front of the whole world.
Like, nope.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, God. From the bad idea factory comes that.
I just,
oh my God.
You're like, what are and you to
make
doing?
It, Molly, to make it worse, I mean, it wasn't in English when they were interviewing him. He starts crying, not because he won a medal.
Because of her?
Because of her, he's bawling. Oh, my God.
I think this guy needs to do some talk therapy, maybe get on a mood stabilizer, like something. I mean, maybe he was, and then they took him off of it because of drug testing for the Olympics. But, like, whatever he needs to do to just even that out.
Have you
beta
ever?
Blockers, I highly recommend them.
Have
they
you
can be
ever?
A game changer.
Have you ever been in a situation where you said something like that, and then when you walk away, you go, I gotta take that back.
Absolutely.
How do I get that back? How do I get
we
that
talk
back?
For a living. You think in the 20 plus years we've been talking for a living that there hasn't been a moment where you're like, oh God, I wish I could take that back.
Not me. I don't think I've ever went in my brain and said, I wish I didn't say that.
Then you're not a human being. I think every human listening or watching right now is like, oh man, there was that time. I wish I could have just eaten those words back into my mouth.
Well, that's
really never in your life. You've said something where you're like, duh.
No, you're saying on the radio or on the pod. No, I'm talking about right in this microphone. I haven't said anything that I regret in my whole life. Off the radio or off the microphone. Oh, I'm sure I've said tons of things that I wish I hadn't said that I could pull back. I don't know what those are, but yeah, that's everyone does it. You're right. But this guy is a piece of work.
Oh.
He reminds me of Robin Thicke. You know, Robin Thicke, when his wife left him, he actually named his tour. He changed the name of his tour to her name. In the back of the stage was her name.
Yeah. She's like, too late. Not enough. Yeah. He'd also screwed up. I think he cheated or something. I mean, it was something where it was like, I don't care if you name every tour after me for the rest. Like, yeah. What you did is.
Oh, my God. People.
God.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. When I saw that Norwegian dude, I'm like, dude, you are single forever. Who would date
you
that?
You never know. There's like somebody out there that's like, aw.
You
like,
think?
He might get some dates out of this for sure. He's a good looking guy. And obviously an Olympic medalist. Uh-huh. So, I mean, he's got things to put on his dating profile.
Yes, he does. I mean,
he doesn't have to dig too deep to make, you know, some good inroads.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just think if he's trying to get that specific woman back, no. If he's trying to like reel in a new one, absolutely. That totally worked. Some woman out there is like, this is my rom-com moment where he's like won a medal and he didn't say anything about thanking God. He said he wanted me back. Like somebody out there thinks that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall when that girl is probably watching this. You know, because you know,
I bet she wasn't watching it. Like, that was the other thing. Like, I'm not watching him. Like, he cheated on me. Like, he can do whatever he does at the Olympics. Like, that is the one event I am not watching. Like, I could see being bitter like that and being like, I'm not watching your stupid event. And then to find out later, they're like, you should have totally been watching. Guess what he said in the post interview when they were giving him the medal. You're like,
oh my
what?
God.
Like he shouted out to you. He wants you back. You're like, what are you talking about?
That's not the way, people. If you're listening and
it could work, you know.
No,
I mean,
not if you cheated. I mean, if you cheated, I don't
after
give
three
chances.
Months. He cheated after, like they'd been dating for 3 months.
Yeah.
It happens. People cheat.
Oh, I know people cheat. I'm not saying to cheat. I'm just saying don't try to get someone back that way is what I'm saying, Molly. I mean, he thinks that chick is the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a young dude. You got a lot of life left. You know,
when you find the one, you find the one. She's like scared
when you know.
Bye.
Yeah. So today's Galentine's Day. You got plans.
Yeah, it is.
You got plans for that. You're going to hook up with the ladies and talk bad about the men.
We do not talk bad about men. We just get together and celebrate the love that is being lady friends. Yeah, I'm getting drinks.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm going to go and get myself a beach cocktail. I've already got it planned out. We're going to this bar that I like, and they've got this, like, seriously, it's like a rum punch or something. It just transports you. It makes you feel like you're
drunk
on a beach somewhere.
Does it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It tastes like sunshine.
Does it? Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds good right now. A little sunshine.
Tastes like sunshine. I love it. And so I'm going to be sucking on one of those.
Is it a group of gals on Galentine's?
No, just me and my bestie.
Just you and one other lady. Your lady love. Wow.
My lady love. My ride or die. This is the one where, I mean, one day we'll just run off together. She's the one I go, she's the person I go rock hunting with.
Do I know
this
girl?
She's the reason I met my husband.
Oh, I know her. I don't remember her name, but.
Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And she's still married, correct? She's still, okay, good deal. She is the reason why you met Peter, because what was it, like a Tupperware party or something like that?
No, it was her baby shower.
Okay, that's right.
It was her baby shower.
Was that a planned deal then? Were they planning this?
I guess it was
this?
For them. Okay. I didn't know. But yes, apparently they had given him, they'd given Peter the heads up. Like, there's a girl coming to this party that you need to meet, and we need to lure back to Chicago. She moved to Omaha. And we need to, like, get her only to come back.
Only way to do it is to marry her. He's like, gosh, dang it. Yeah, she's got a great personality. Oh, my God, she's ugly, isn't she?
She's so interesting. I mean, what she lacks in looks, she more than makes up for in conversation.
I'll tell you what, people, and I think we all know this, but if someone is trying to describe you when you're single – and you're unsightly, what's going to happen is you're going to be described in so many interesting ways. Mm. It's like selling a bruised apple.
Oh my God. You're so mean.
Well,
I'm selling a bruised apple.
Or a dented up car. I don't know.
You're like, it's still got a lot of miles left in her.
Yeah.
She looks kind of banged up. Oh, she's reliable. Get you through the snow. I mean, seriously, the air conditioner works for the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sure.
I mean, does she need some body work?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Yes. But that engine.
Oh, it runs. Purrs. It goes really well. All right. So that's how you guys met. That's crazy.
Yeah. So Andrea is my forever person.
Your forever person.
Mm-hmm. We've been together for a really long time. And so, yes, I'm celebrating Galentine's Day with my gal.
Okay. How come men don't have men? I don't even know what you would call that. Man.
Guys have friends that they've had for forever that are like their go-to guys.
No, I know that, Molly. I'm talking about like Galentine's Day. Why don't they have a Manny Time Day or something?
A guy day?
Yeah, a guy day.
Make it happen. Make it a thing. It starts with you.
No, it starts with me, huh?
It starts with you. You are the conceptual artist.
Those motivations are
Guyentine's Day.
Guyentine's. All right, people. Let me know. Hey, I have a fun fact. I don't know if it's about Valentine's Day. Did you know physicians in the old days would recommend chocolate to people who were suffering from a broken heart or pining after a lost love, like that Olympic athlete? Maybe he needs a little chocolate in his life. Did you know that?
No, but I mean, chocolate makes you feel better.
It does. It
definitely gives you a boost.
So that must be where the ice cream comes from in a breakup. You know how they say some ladies.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Like where you just sit and you're like, I'm just eating this. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I mean, a stomach is a good way to refuel. I mean, my Valentine's Day gift to my family is all stomach based.
Is it really? So it's all candy and stuff or just food?
No, I'm a meal.
You're making a meal. Look at you.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. Is it something special on the menu?
It is something special. So before kids, I had made lobster bisque for Peter.
Oh, wow.
And he still talks about it. He's like, oh, remember that time you made me lobster bisque? I was like, yeah, 2 kids ago. It takes like a day to make it. Like,
oh, please tell me you're doing that again for him.
I'm not making it. I'm buying it.
Oh.
But I'm getting him lobster bisque from this really nice place.
Okay.
That they do a really good lobster bisque. So while it is not homemade, there is still a lot of heart. And then we're going to do steak and shrimp and garlic bread and twice baked potatoes and chocolate cookies for dessert.
That sounds fantastic, Molly.
I'm very excited. So we're going to do it, the whole family, the kids and Peter and I. But it's interesting. So they were talking about the fact that people are going to spend like $29.1 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
Wow.
And it's up from previous years. It seems like every year it gets more, but it breaks down to like $200 per person. And I don't
$200 per person. I won't be
like, there's
doing
a part
that.
Of me where I'm like, that seems like a lot. And then I put together the price tag of like what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I mean, that's going to not be cheap.
Well, it's not going to be $200 a person. Oh, I guess four steaks. Yeah.
Four steaks.
Four of them. Okay.
A couple pounds of shrimp, lobster bisque, the wine. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden you start putting it together. You're like, oh, I'm getting there. I mean,
back to the lobster bisque. Will you just not tell him that it's from a restaurant and just kind of play, just don't say a word yet and have him eat it and just, you know what I mean?
I think he's going to notice that I didn't spend a day in the kitchen.
Well, he might not notice. I mean, it's not a
very involved process to make lobster bisque. There would be lobsters in the house. There would be all sorts of stuff that would give me away.
Well, doesn't he leave for work? You could say, hey, I spent 2 days doing it. So I split it up and I hit it. God, you are no fun sometimes. You know, you have such opportunity and to be a clown and you just stop it like a roadblock, like a bruised apple. You need you have opportunity.
I'm not stopping it like a roadblock. I have made it in the past. And that needs to just be good enough. The fact that I'm thoughtful enough to have sourced out a really good option that
I'm just saying,
homemade.
Don't tell them. Just say, hey, on the menu, here we go. Lobster bisque, like your favorite. And just don't say anything where it's from. Just let them eat it. That's all I'm saying. just don't say anything until later. Please.
That's fine. Please. You have never made lobster bisque. It's very clear.
No, it's like, I'm just saying, without having to go through all that, this is what I did. This is how long it takes. Put the bowl in front of them and say, here you go, honey. Happy Valentine's Day. That's it. You don't have to do anything else outside of just, if he asks, oh my God, where'd you get it? Then you can tell him. But just live that lie or not, whatever, fun killer, whatever. I'm just trying to give you some fun stuff to do while you're sitting there eating your steaks and not talking.
I didn't realize that this was a roadblock to the conversation. We can't talk about the bisque. We got nothing. Then we really need to go to marriage counseling. If it's just bisque or no words.
All right. So $200 a person, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think you're spending that?
$250 million roses are grown for just this one day. 250 million roses are grown. And you guys should be aware of the colors because if your person knows what those colors mean.
They mean something.
Yeah. Every color means something. Most common, of course, is going to be the red ones. And that's for romance and stuff like that. But yeah, they all mean something.
Is yellow friendship?
Without looking, Molly, I went down it and looked at it because I was curious about that. I was like, what? It means something. I'll look it up right now. But like Wylene loves the color pink.
Mm-hmm. That means like pink is like red is supposed to be romantic love. I think pink is supposed to be. Like I like you. Like it's not supposed to be as intense as red roses. I thought yellow was something like friendship. Like if you get yellow roses, it's like, hey, buddy.
Pink roses is I appreciate everything you do to me. For me.
To me?
Wow.
Okay. Really? What am I doing to you? You're like, you know. and it's appreciated.
Pedal Talk. I'm looking at a site called Pedal Talk. Oh my God, what happened to you? Meaning of Roses. Without having to read paragraphs doing to me. I don't know what they mean. Just go get some damn red roses. Sam's Club, by the way, has roses, Molly.
Yes.
So many stinking roses. It's insane how many flowers they have set out for us so you don't forget.
They're like on it. And you can get it for a pretty good deal.
Like $13. There you go. There's no excuse. Get $13 roses, get a couple dozen and take them over to your people.
Yellow roses.
Okay.
Friendship, joy, platonic affection.
Oh,
I knew
boy.
That about yellow roses because that's like a very intentional, like, I got you yellow roses.
Yeah, don't do that. One thing I didn't see on the list was black roses.
Because they don't really exist.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
I mean, I suppose you can breed any kind of rose.
All right. I didn't know
but
that.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, I don't know, man.
So you get me yellow roses? I appreciate what you do to me.
I appreciate what you, I'm going to get you pink roses. I appreciate what you do to me. You're like, oh.
Oh, wow. All right. So get some roses, whatever the case is. Do you have the list in front of you or?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
All right.
So white roses symbolize reverence, eternal loyalty, young love. Pink young is like love. Elegance, sweetness, femininity. Red rose, classically, like I love you. Oh. Peach roses, gratitude, modesty, sincerity, and then yellow roses, friendship.
Okay.
So those are usually the ones. They do say black roses symbolize endings and new beginnings. I guess you'd send that to somebody when you're breaking up to them.
Like a moment of that.
Black roses. It's the end Olympic of us, guy. But it's the beginning of something else for you. And certainly for me. Like, oh.
Yeah. All right. Here's another fun fact about Valentine's Day. Pet owners. In the United States, you ready for this number? They spend over $2 billion a year on Valentine's for their pets.
What are you getting the girls?
Nothing. I don't buy them. They get bones. They get food. They get love. But I'm not buying them cards.
Something special.
I'm not buying them cards. Here's the numbers here. Teachers get more love. They receive the highest number of Valentine's Day's cards. Ready for this? Followed by children.
Okay.
Mothers are next. Wives are after that one. And the last one, pets. Who the hell
gets your pets a card?
Is getting a card for a dog or a cat.
That seems like a real waste of money. I mean, let me read it to you.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no.
Who does that?
Can I eat it?
Who does
no,
that?
No, weird.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? The only thing we do for the dogs is I have bones that come in for those guys. But Wiling likes to do, and we've talked about this, on their birthdays. She just, yeah. It's a weird feeling, though. It'll always be weird. But she'll get some dog food or whatever, some wet stuff, and form it into a heart.
Yeah, doesn't she make like a little birthday cake for them or a birthday special treat?
That's
I mean, you guys
is.
Sing happy birthday to
yes.
your dog.
That's so. The one that's the thing that's weird. I'm okay with the food and stuff, but when it's this weird thing that happens to you when you start singing to an animal like that in unison, it's like you look down at yourself like you're dead.
You're like, what did I like, how did I get to this place? Oh, love. That's how. Look at what you've done to me. Pink roses all around.
It's a weird feeling because even when we sing happy birthday at parties, I don't sing happy birthday. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'll just, you know, it's just a weird feeling for me. I don't know.
You just what, mouth the word?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that Mike doesn't sing? He's just over there like,
Yeah.
That's even weirder. It'd be one thing just to stand there and be like nodding, like, yep, all you guys are singing. Uh-huh. But for you to stand over there and pretend like you're part of the chorus, and everyone's like, if they listen real close, they can tell that you're just breathing.
Mouthing and breathing. Uh-huh. So yeah, pet people. My God, that is a business. We have merch. All right. We have some merch. And I swear, if we need to add some stuff to our merch line, you can get the merch at, you know, just go to bigpartyshow.com. But I think we need to add some kids' clothing. Like, and then also, because my niece, she's turning 4, and I need to get her a Party Crasher shirt. And then dogs and cats. People, I mean, look at that, Molly. If people are spending $2 billion a year in the United States on their pets, what are we doing? Come on.
Not spending that on my cat.
We need to be doing the opposite and selling it so they can buy it.
Wants a scarf.
All right. And finally, let's get down to Cupid. That fat little guy. Mm-hmm. Never attractive deal. He's a chubby arrow shooting baby, I guess. Right. He's a baby. Cupid is a baby. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said guy, because whenever I see someone dressed up in a costume as Cupid, it's always a dude.
Yeah, it's always a dude. And he's like, hey, like, creep. Like you wanted to do to surprise your beautiful bride.
Yes.
Thank God she was like, please don't.
Yes, I'm with you. All right. So Cupid was actually a handsome Greek god. Did you know that? Whose magical arrows could make mortals fall in love or hate.
Ooh.
Yeah. He became the face of Valentine's Day in the 19th century.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
No.
He's actually a handsome Greek god. So I would have fit that mold. Shall I show up to the sweet Wylene's work? Happy Valentine's Day.
I want to have your self-confidence. I want to come back and just like, I'm awesome.
After this weekend, you should. Yeah, after this weekend. Well, have a good Valentine's Day, people. We're out of here. We're going to see you guys on Monday, of course. Make sure you tune in Monday to the podcast. Also, the after party rolls on Tuesday. All right, we'll see you guys, and have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.